Zoomer Radio, Bob Marley's protest song urging us to push for what we believe in. Get up, stand up. And Friends of Distinction started the hour. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The Ontario election just over 2 weeks away now. Are you any closer to making your choice? Last night, the four party leaders faced off in a primetime televised debate, a final opportunity to win you over. Did you like what you heard? Zoomers have a lot of power. 3.6 million eligible voters in Ontario are over the age of 60. Anthony Quinn is Chief Community Officer and Ontario Election Lead for CARP, A New Vision of Aging. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Anthony. Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks, Sam.
Hi, Anthony. And in person, too, is very nice. We've been talking over the last couple of weeks about the CARP 5, the top five issues important to CARP members for this particular election. Your thoughts on how the CARP 5 aligned with what was discussed in the debate?
A very appropriate song, Get Up, Stand Up. We're hoping our members will get up and stand up. Unfortunately, last night, I don't think they wanted to talk about the issues that our members are most concerned about. They talked a lot about highways and affordability. But the real issues our members are focused on are healthcare related. Those are the ones that affect them every day. And in those top five, we're talking about home care, long-term care, and reducing wait times in our healthcare system.
And so I think that there was some information buried in the healthcare section, you know. But, I mean, in terms of home care, as Jane mentioned, and long-term care, and just care for our seniors, it was glaringly absent to me. And I was looking for it, both because, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and also because, you know, friends of my mom's, my mom, you know, all the people, and lots of our listeners.
Yeah, the baby boomers are expecting the healthcare system to serve them in the future. Right now, it's not meeting their needs, and we know that with the plans that are in place right now, it's not going to meet this aging demographic. So it's something that can be no longer kicked down the road. It has to be addressed now, and avoiding it in debates is something that our members have to stand up for. And as they're seeing candidates on the road right now, tell them that these issues are of top of mind, of importance right now, and they can't be kicked down the road any further.
So with that fact in mind, you know, and I kept track, I was telling Sam on the air earlier that 15 minutes was dedicated to healthcare and long-term care combined out of the 90 minutes. So based on what you did hear last night, who is the leader, do you think, that has older interests most at heart?
I think they're each paying some lip service to older adults. We didn't see a lot in the provincial budget from the PC government, which really is their election plan for addressing those issues. The Liberals have a long list, and the NDP have for years been promising that they would take action if they were ever in power. But right now, it's not a priority for them. With 3.6 million voters over 60, they should be paying attention if they want the votes from our demographic. And we're telling our members to hold your preferred candidate accountable. Don't just give your vote away if they're not willing to step up and commit to what you need in the future.
Yeah, and that means a little bit of work for us, right? That means getting a hold of your local politicians and asking the hard questions. So, and that's time consuming, you know, but it's an investment that's worth it because you need those answers before you hit the ballot box. That's the reality. I mean, you know, I'm sure you would agree that, you know, listeners should not just check off the box because it's what they've done historically. They really should go informed, you know?
I think we have to drive the agenda. We can't let them come to our doors and say, we're talking about highways and affordability when healthcare is our number one issue for our members. So don't let them decide what the agenda is. We have to decide what it is.
So how do we do that? How do CARP members drive the agenda with 2 weeks left in this campaign?
Yeah, 2 weeks and 2 days. So that's just about halfway through the election time. We've started to hear from the leaders on what they might do in the future, but there's still lots of time for them to add to their platforms, to add to meeting the needs of our members. So when they're knocking on your door, don't just take the pamphlet and turn away. Talk to them. Let them know what your priority issues are. If it's a highway, maybe it's a highway. But if it's caring for your mother in long-term care or waiting 3 hours in the ER before you see a doctor, maybe that's more important to you than a highway.
Okay, and lastly, the water cooler webinar that's happening later this morning. Give us the details on that.
10 a.m., you can get a link on carp.ca's website. And we're discussing with our members and anyone who's interested on what they heard in the debate last night. You know, we've got 5 minutes this morning, but we'll spend an hour discussing it and hopefully encouraging the listeners to get engaged, get involved with the CARP 5 and hold their local candidates accountable. And when they do get elected, then really hold them accountable.
Absolutely. Anthony Quinn, Chief Community Officer and Ontario Election Lead for CARP, a new vision of aging. It's good to have you in studio. I'm sorry I don't have snacks. I'm sorry. Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Jen.